Beijing deploys emergency economic measures. Stabilization or desperation, this is global crossfire. Good evening, I'm your host. Tonight we're examining China's sweeping emergency economic intervention with Dr. Rachel Thornton, Senior Fellow at the Meridian Strategic Foundation, joining us from Washington, D.C. Professor Hans Weber, Senior Fellow at the Brussels Institute for Global Affairs in Brussels, Dr. Li Wei, Senior Fellow at the Eastern Strategic Research Center from Shanghai, and Professor Thabo Makuna, Johannesburg Policy Forum Director in Johannesburg. Dr. Thornton, let's start with you. Beijing just rolled out emergency measures across multiple sectors. What's your read on this situation?
Thank you. What we're seeing is unprecedented in its scope and speed. When Beijing moves this aggressively, it signals serious underlying stress. The data suggests mounting pressure from the property crisis, demographic headwinds, and weakening consumer confidence. These aren't the actions of a confident economy making routine adjustments. This looks like damage control. The coordination across multiple agencies suggests they're genuinely concerned about systemic risks.
Dr. Lei, she's essentially calling this panic mode from Beijing. Your response?
That's a fundamental misreading of Chinese governance. What Dr. Thornton calls damage control, we call proactive leadership. Unlike Western governments that react to crises after markets collapse, China acts preventively. These measures demonstrate the strength of our planning system, identifying challenges early and responding decisively. The West's addiction to crisis-driven policy makes them unable to recognize strategic foresight when they see it.
But Dr. Lei, if everything was under control, why the emergency timeline? Why not gradual implementation?
Speed demonstrates capability, not desperation. When you have the institutional capacity to coordinate across sectors simultaneously, you use it. The alternative, the slow, fragmented responses we see in Washington or European capitals, that's actual weakness disguised as deliberation.
Professor Weber, you've watched both American and Chinese economic interventions. How do you assess this one?
Both perspectives have merit, but miss the broader context. Yes, these measures are reactive, but reactive to global headwinds, not just domestic issues. China faces the same post-pandemic adjustment challenges as everyone else. The real question isn't whether Beijing is panicking, but whether these interventions will be coordinated with international partners or pursued unilaterally, potentially destabilizing global markets.
Professor Makuna, what does this look like from Johannesburg? How do you see China's moves affecting the global South?
Frankly, we're watching this with concern. China's economic health directly impacts commodity prices, infrastructure investments, and trade relationships across Africa. But what worries me is the pattern. When major powers face domestic pressure, they often export those problems. We need Beijing's interventions to stabilize markets, not create new volatility that smaller economies like ours have to absorb.
Dr. Thornton, Professor Makuna raises the global spillover question. Are these measures going to stabilize or destabilize international markets?
That depends entirely on transparency. If Beijing is honest about the scale of problems they're addressing, markets can adjust rationally. If they're understating the risks while implementing emergency measures, that creates dangerous uncertainty.
Transparency, this from a country that took months to acknowledge its own banking crisis in 2008. China's interventions are clear and decisive. It's Western speculation and fear-mongering that creates market uncertainty.
Dr. Li, acknowledging problems isn't fear-mongering, it's how markets function. When governments won't discuss the rationale behind emergency measures, investors assume the worst.
Rapid fire round, one pointed question each. Dr. Thornton, will these measures work?
Short term, possibly. Long term, they're treating symptoms while underlying structural issues remain unaddressed.
Professor Weber, should Europe be worried?
Europe should be prepared. Chinese economic instability affects us through trade, but Chinese overreaction could be equally disruptive.
Dr. Li, is this China's new economic model going forward?
This demonstrates our model's adaptability. Unlike rigid Western approaches, we adjust methods while maintaining strategic direction.
Professor Makuna, bottom line for developing economies.
We need stability, not heroics. Whether Beijing succeeds or fails, the volatility during this process affects us disproportionately.
Final thoughts, 30 seconds each, Dr. Thornton.
Emergency measures reveal emergency problems. The global economy needs Beijing to succeed, but also to be honest about the challenges they're facing.
This is a test of China's governance model under pressure. The international community should hope they succeed while preparing for potential spillovers.
China acts while others debate. These measures will demonstrate the superiority of proactive governance over reactive crisis management.
Major powers' domestic problems become our international crises. We are watching and hoping for stability, not dramatic gestures.
Beijing's bold gamble continues to unfold. Tomorrow, Europe's energy independence, progress, or pipe dream. Thanks to our panel, I'm your host. This has been Global Crossfire.